Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. A wage boost is being negotiated for low-income essential workers in Canada. On Thursday, the Prime Minister said that a $4 billion agreement had been reached with all provinces and territories. An estimated 75% of the boost will be covered by the federal government, with the provinces and territories providing the remaining 25%. It will be up to each province and territory to decide which frontline workers are eligible and how much they will receive. The details on the wage top-up are being finalized. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Right now, we're finalizing the details with the last provinces, and I want to underscore that this has been a truly collaborative effort. Premiers from across the country all agree that we need to support our essential workers, and I thank the premiers for the continued Team Canada approach. We're relying on these workers now more than ever, and we will be there to support them. It will be up to each province and territory to determine who exactly qualifies for this wage increase, but the bottom line is this. If you're risking your health to keep this country moving and you're making minimum wage, you deserve a raise.
The federal government gave another update this week on the Armed Forces COVID-19 response. 1,200 Canadian Rangers have been deployed to Indigenous, Northern, and remote communities across the country, including BC, Saskatchewan, and Quebec. Those members are helping with things like wellness checks, the delivery of food, medication, and goods, and logistical support. In Quebec, over 1,000 members of the Armed Forces have been deployed to 20 long-term care facilities. By next week, 1,350 military personnel will have been deployed to 25 long-term care facilities across the province. In Ontario, 265 members of the Armed Forces have been deployed to 5 long-term care facilities. The Prime Minister and the Department of National Defence gave the update Thursday. As of noon on May 7th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 63,895 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 4,280 deaths. Over 1 million people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for May 7th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.